Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We hear again in 2 Peter chapter 2, which we heard just a minute ago, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies. Peter was, he's probably writing this letter in Rome, in a Roman prison, actually, shortly before his death. And he was probably a little bit down, a little bit annoyed, because all his efforts in trying to bring about true faith and teaching and confessing that faith in which he has received in Christ Jesus was being distorted about him. And he was facing his death, but he was all locked up in that jail. And he probably felt that he couldn't get out, couldn't correct these things, and see, he's so possessed by all the events that are taken around him, all these heresies and false teachers. If I was Peter's pastor, and if I went to visit with him in prison, I would kind of advise Peter to kind of calm down a little bit. Don't be so possessed by all the events that are going around you. I would tell Peter, I know that you're in prison. I know that you're facing your death. People are saying bad things about what you had tried to teach and its purity and its truth. But there's always a danger to be possessed by our problems, be possessed by our environment, that we're so possessed with these things that we forget about the bigger picture, about what life is all about what the gospel is all about the life in which we have from heaven above, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's easy when you're tired, when you're stressed, and when things are not always going all that well, that we begin to define our life by our problems, by the situations that exist around us. I would tell Peter, I said, you know, Peter, look at those Greek students at Fort Wayne. They're under a lot of stress, but they keep a positive attitude. They learn their charts. They do this with great enthusiasm. And the Christ Academy guys, look at them. They get up early in the morning, but yet they make it in time in class in time and sing glorious things of thee are spoken with great enthusiasm through their little tired eyes. But the point is this, simply this. As I read 2 Peter, I see someone who's very stressed out. I see someone who is now locked up, tired, facing his death, as I said, but now he's looking at all these situations around him, and he's very, very frustrated. And again, what I would remind Peter is, don't miss the big picture. Don't miss the big picture and be so, again, possessed by this life from below, the situations that exist before you, as if we forget about God and his own divine providence in this life, through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is a very dangerous thing in our lives, you see, when we think that we're the authors of this life, when we are so possessed by the events that are going around us that we miss the bigger picture. I remember while I was out in the parish as a parish pastor for about 9.5, 10 years, and I was also a hospice chaplain. I spent a lot of time at the bedsides of people. And once in a while, the person who is dying, a young or old individual, will say, Pastor, what is it like to die? What is it like to die? As you're laying in that bed and you're wondering, will I open my eyes up again if I close them? What is it like? And as they are staring into this whole notion of death, they see a sense of a mystery that in itself is somewhat scary. It's something so unknown, something that is like never experienced, of course, that it just frightens them. It kind of freaks them out, if you will. What I would like to say in this sense is to say, don't stare at death. The question is not what is death or what is like to die. The question is, what is life? What is life? Only then can we understand this idea of death being a portal to eternal life. A door is all it is for the Christian, who has a life from heaven above through the person of Jesus Christ. But if we're so possessed by this notion of death, We see this such as an unwelcome guest that we've come blind to what life is all about. That life which we have in God through the person of Jesus Christ. When I counsel people, when I was in the parish, and still yet today, and somebody comes in with a problem with their marriage. And they say, well, this, I don't know if I love him anymore, I don't know if I love her anymore, and oh, this situation, that situation, you know, and then it comes on, and I totally ignore their problems initially. I says, what is marriage? And it always throws them almost all the time. What is marriage? Because only when we remind ourselves of what is, we understand the isn'ts in life. But you can't stare at the isn'ts in life, the problems, as if they somehow give meaning to what life is. Because they don't. But you will find, perhaps, in the journey of your own life, we become so possessed with problems and situations that that's what's on our mind every day. When we get up in the morning before we go to bed. And I can tell you, for the life of a pastor, there are a lot of things that operate up here, of people's lives and things you've said and didn't say and all these different things. That all these situations with the different lives of people that you will deal with as a pastor or as a deaconess and so on will continue to almost try to possess you, your thoughts and your mind when you get up in the morning before you go to bed. This is the reason why a pastor, a deaconess, and simply all Christians must be live a life of discipline of prayer. Of prayer, set prayers to remind you of the bigger picture of what life is all about. Even with a dying person, I do not pray for the dying person right away. I pray for all people. Because even the dying person can fall into pride and all of them thinking about themselves and their loneliness. But we must be drawn to the greater picture and the greater notion of what life is in the person of Christ Jesus. Sins do this as well. We have sins in our life. We know about original sin. We know about how attractive sins are. Some sins are fun. Some sins are quite pleasurable. Some are quite gratifying. And some are just right down frustrating and somewhat bothersome. But there's always something that's just driving us with this nature of sin and be possessed by this and looking at them and being taken in by these things that it begins to blind us of the bigger picture about that life which God has given us, that life in which we have in Christ Jesus. Now, if I was Peter's pastor, I would know that even though Peter is under a lot of stress at this point, I know he really gets it. It's kind of like being a good friend to someone. You can always test out if a guy is a good friend or not. Because, you know, good friends know each other. As a pastor should know his own people. They know that if your friend gets a little annoyed at you and boom, 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 you still know him. And you put up with him because he's your friend. And you stick by him as a pastor does his own parishioner. That in life there's a lot of frustrating things. But we know Peter, don't we? We know what Peter had lived for, what he testified, what he confessed, of that true faith in the life which we received in heaven. And as much as I read 2 Peter and I go, wow, he is really stressed out, facing his own death, he might be facing his own crucifixion by tradition, that he was crucified upside down, he may be facing all these different things. But before the text today, Peter explains. He says, the more truth of the gospel, the truth of the gospel as an antidote to all these heresies that are out there. The gospel, he says, is like a lamp shining in the dark place. That is to say that Peter points out the fact that it is the gospel that must be the forefront of our everyday life. That life from heaven above in the person of Jesus Christ. Do not be possessed by this world. Do not be possessed by your own life. Do not be possessed by the situations, the problems in your life, as if somehow there is meaning to be found, lest you fall into blindness and forget about what this is all about. Let us remember the gospel. Let us remember Christ in our daily life, in his mercy and his truth and his love. Only there do we know who God is, the Son, Jesus Christ, and Him crucified. Only there do we know true love and mercy for one another, that we can put up with one another in the love of Jesus Christ, the true love from now until all eternity in Him. Let this day be known that it is that life in which we are now to live each and every day in the gospel. And let neither sin or death or the devil blind you as it tries to draw you into this world, that you may forget, we may forget what the true life is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In His name, amen.